The rally follows a postcard campaign last month which successfully got Roundies to offer new hires the same wages they made as Kohl's employees. But the president of the United Food and Commercial Workers Union says there's still dispute over benefits. Dan Welch says former Kohl's workers hired by the new management might have to pay part of their health insurance.
As a result of that, all of the people that are working for cops who are former Kohl's employees are actually taking a pay cut to continue to perform their old jobs that they had.
That could be negotiated by a union, but there isn't one now. And state law says Roundies only has to negotiate if more than 50% of Kohl's union members are hired as cops employees. However, that's not likely to happen. Some former workers aren't applying, and the process has been slow. The union blames lengthy involved job interviews. Roundies spokesperson Lynn Geyer admits there were problems before they had hiring reps in all stores to make it more convenient and speedy.
During our first job fair, we were inundated with applicants. Some of the waiting took a long time, and we realized that right then and there that we had to make some changes in the process.
Union leaders are pressuring Roundies to sign a neutrality pledge in any union organizing effort. Roundies officials say the decision to unionize is up to workers. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.